Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Are we live?
What time do we post these episodes?
What time do we
post? Isn't like good afternoon? Don't we post this at like 9 p.m. at night?
3 p.m. on Mondays? Oh, good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Yeah, there we go.
There's a big difference. Yeah, we have the late night curtains. What are we talking about? It is good evening, you fucking little sluts.
Bingo.
My name's Stretch.
This is the last time you mess with Stretch.
And Fade.
It would be cool to make this like a night show. You know what I mean? We have like a facade of like those like late night radio DJs that are like, "What's up? I'm cool. I'm cool, Daddy Jazzy. And I'm here to roll you in into the evening, you little night crawlers."
You know what I mean? Here. That kind of thing?
I'm here with Cool Daddy Jazzy. It's me, Freak Night Eagle. And we're talking to all the freaks and the sexy little cats out there. You know, all my dogs.
All my dogs and my sexy kitty cats out there who want to call up and talk about their opioid addictions.
Let us know what you're tapping into your veins tonight.
Yeah. Let us know how you doing lately. That's Cool Daddy Jazzy and Nighthawk, whatever the fuck you said your name was.
Freak Night Eagle.
Freak Night Eagle.
Yeah. They call me Freak Night Eagle because all I know how to do is spread them.
What would be the... That's really good. That's actually really fucking good. They call me Freak Night Eagle because all I know how to do is spread them. Holy shit, that's good. What would that radio show actually be? Like, what would... Because people used to... I remember in Kansas City for a little bit at night, at like 1 a.m, you could tune in and a guy would call. And it was kind of like a taxi cab confessions kind of thing. Remember that show? Yeah. Where it's like...
Yeah, so then we went back to my place.
It's just like talking about like almost like penthouse forum type shit.
Yeah.
They had one of those in Kansas City and it was like at 1 a.m. It was always really funny because it was like a guy trying to be smooth, you know, like, "Caller, you're on." And it would be a guy like, "Yeah, am I on?" Like that kind of thing. "Yeah, so I just hooked up with this chick from Springfield last week." Like whatever. It's like totally not matching his fucking life.
Sexy suave.
Probably desperately wishing for like one woman to call in, but it was just guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So I caught my wife. She was, can I curse? Can I curse?
Let's try not to curse.
I don't know how else I'd say this, man. She was, blowing this guy, in my truck. She took my truck out. She said she was going out for a night with the girls. I said, "That's fine. I had a job." So I had my guy Daryl come pick me up, and so you know we was on the job site. We was working on the new freeway, and we was going till about like 1 a.m. And
all right, thank you for calling, viewer. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
That's how it would end. Like it would be just like that.
All right, we're gonna do a quick break.
Man, this one thing. That's one commercial I missed back in the day. Remember the commercials where it was like the porn commercials back in the day on TV.
Yeah.
"Are you alone?"
It's a girl just like rolling around in a bed.
Yeah.
Like a phone. It's just like funny.
"Why don't you give me a call?"
And you're 9 years old and you're like, "I can call her."
I was always like, "Why the fuck would I want to call you, dude? You look boring as hell."
Interesting. Interesting.
Let's spend some time to get there.
It was like always the slowest delivery of each line.
Can we see if we can find one of those like sex line commercial 70s? Because Hunter's about 43 now.
Also, you know what it was, too, is I watched Punch Drunk Love for some reason when it just came out, like in 2005. And then because when I watched that movie and Adam Sandler goes through all that shit, I was always like, "I'm going to call one of these people. They're out to hurt me."
Dude.
I love that. Naughty 900 numbers. I love that. Look how eloquently she picks up the phone, dude.
Okay, first of all, I'm creeped out because this girl's definitely 16.
1-900 go to bed. That's so funny.
Isn't that the antithesis of the point? Shouldn't it be go to jerk?
1-900.
Go to bed.
Go to bed.
Yeah, go to jerk. 1-900. Come in your hand. So weird, especially with like just such a complete stranger. It just seems odd.
What are you wearing?
We've got 10 naughty palm busters ready to get you going.
I'll tell you what, that would be a fucking awesome interview for a podcast.
Ooh.
A person that was like one of these callers, this is their job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like worked
I'd
at
love
this
to know,
call
like,
center.
Every time I've heard of it, it was always like, what do they always start saying? What are you wearing? Or like, oh, I'm wearing this. What are you wearing? I want to know what they thought was the weirdest thing that someone responded with. Like a guy's like a Speedo and a snorkel.
Yeah.
She's like, well, where are you calling from?
Bro,
he's like the bottom of the ocean. Oh, it's hot in that room. Get that girl some AC.
It's so funny for it's so funny for like a woman in her 40s with a really good voice just doing this gig because it pays decent. And the dude's like, you know, like, oh, what do you got on right now? And she's fully in like business casual with a bag of Cheetos. And she's like, purple lingerie. You know, just,
yeah, definitely.
Just trying to use her imagination. But it's just a regular ass office.
Also, like, kind of like the idea of the corporate woman though, who does get dressed up for it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's sitting there and she's like married and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm off to work.
Nah, bro. Yeah, that would be intimidating, you know, like what if it's commission based? What if they're all just straight sharks in there? Just really like trying to get the numbers going.
Oh, why would you not? There has to be some kind of incentive to that.
Yeah. Well, I'm just picturing like, you know, because you ever worked a sales gig?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like so, you know, like there's always like the clique of like the top guys, you know?
And oh, yeah.
Manager.
The guys are running it.
Yeah. So I'm picturing five ladies who just show out. Their office chairs have like, you know, vibrators on them. Like they really go for it.
And all the
new cats are like, I'm a little uncomfortable. And the sales manager goes, shut the fuck up. All right.
The main girl, Tammy, walks up with that, like, that fucking crusty ass bleach blonde hair, has a fucking cigarette that she hasn't tapped in like fucking 30 minutes, and it's just ash all the way down.
She's like, you got a lot to learn if you're gonna run with this wolf pack.
And then you know what's good about Tammy? Bring.
Hello?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Voice as soon as right the cigarette's out.
Flicks the fucking cigarette. The ashes perfectly fall into a heart shape on her desk.
Hello? I've just set the bed for you. It's a nice rose petal heart. And I'm ready to blow you to all high heaven.
I would be like, that's aggressive. Let me slow down a little bit. I'm ready to blow you to all high heaven. I'd be like, could you just let like there be a little bit of buildup at all?
She's like, no, honey, I move fast.
No, you're already done.
That's part of her sales tactic, bro, is like she can get pat. Like that's then all the salespeople are like, just watch Tammy work. Just watch her work.
Yeah. Seriously, watch her. She's like a white whale.
You notice how she skips the foreplay? She gets the call done in 4 minutes.
Exactly. They're kicking and screaming the whole time, but she gets it done. You would think that there would be something, too, where it's like some arbitrary thing where she's just like,
you got to make sure you have a trademark.
Yeah, her thing is always cotton panties.
I'm wearing cotton panties.
And she says it in a very particular way.
She's like, that's why I'm number one at this company.
Because it's the image of my voice in the cotton panties.
In the cotton panties.
Yeah, what was this? First of all, no. Let this run another minute. You got to love the aesthetic on these, you know?
Oh, I love it. I'm already thinking about doing like a mock. I'm already trying to shoot like fake infomercials, like trying to recreate like old Billy Mays ads and like Slap Chop and ShamWow and shit.
Yeah.
We're definitely doing one of these because I'm trying to do these to like promote the Patreon during videos. So it's like a little ad break in the middle of the video that does this.
Yo, it'd be really funny. Girls room. If I'm 10 and I see the girls room, I might be calling, dude.
The girls room.
I'm like, I want to be in there.
I love how the psychology of like they always have to be like picking up the phone gingerly or like her, the cord is wrapped around her arm. She's like,
yeah,
she's just having so much fun.
Yeah. She hangs on every word of whatever weird shit you're about to say.
Yeah, exactly. You like Legos?
Oh, yes. I love Legos.
Yo, wait, go back a little bit. Go back. Yo, go back just a second. What was that? Keep going to where this guy. Is this guy having an argument with his wife and she walks away? Hey, guys, we want to take a quick break to thank today's sponsor, Rocket Money. Do you ever feel like money is just flying out of your account and you have no idea what's going on? Well, I know. It's all those subscriptions.
Think about it. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, parenting apps, it's endless. I'm guilty of this. So I use Rocket Money to help me find out what subscriptions I'm actually spending money on. It was eye-opening, and I had them cancel the ones I didn't want anymore. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills.
Yeah, I have a lot of subscriptions to various websites that I'm not really comfortable sharing here, and my wife is livid. So I used Rocket Money to get those out of my bankroll so she doesn't know anything, and I added a new card so she doesn't know. She can't follow it anymore. And thanks to Rocket Money, it helps cover up my trail. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, I can cancel with a tap. I never have to get on the phone with customer service.
They'll even try to get you a refund for the last couple of months of wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/stretch. That's rocketmoney.com/stretch. Rocketmoney.com/stretch.
You know what?
Oh. Or wait, is it a guy hitting on her at the job site?
Yeah, I think he's
He's like, no, seriously, I'm Ezekiel 25 on the phone. I'm the one who's paying you. Where are you going?
No. I'm going to get the bag. Yo, this
real
is
names.
Great.
Real numbers.
Well, you know what's the thing, though? It can't be commission-based, probably, because I think it's just, like, a phone line system that just, like, hooks up, and it's like, oh, you got a caller? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think you can, like, promote your number or whatever. Well, I guess people could come back, and they could...
Nah, man. I don't know. If people call in, like... Because I don't think call center technology, as far as... I think they've had that shit for a minute. So I think they can at least... track the calls.
Where the fuck is this? Where are these fucking ladies at? Are they in a bar, or is this just like their apartment? They have a drinking problem.
It's date by phone. They're giving you all the.
I'm currently intoxicated.
Yeah, I'm on a landline at the local bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Flicking myself.
You're like a pool hall and stuff, like a Merle Haggard in this song. Mama tried to make things better. Whatever.
I'm at the dive bar, baby, in my cotton panties.
Yeah.
Sorry. I had to slip on a new pair of cotton panties.
The guy on the phone's like, what?
Ooh. My father is Jim Haynes. You know, Haynes underwear.
Yo, check out this hair metal vibe.
I love it, dude.
We're really big into acid rock. And you know we like acid. Call now for
my favorite band is Motley Crue.
I was really hung up on the title treatment of Date by Phone. I thought that was really nice. I liked the font selection.
I like how it's just like she's obviously cold, but she won't put the covers over her.
What kind
of fucking nightmares are they having?
Yeah, because that's what women do when they have a nightmare. They tuck their knees into their chest.
Exactly. She's
I'm
actually
so
trying
scared.
To become pregnant. I'm so frightened.
Save me.
These cotton panties are actually giving me a rash.
Okay, this girl might have a staring problem.
Blink once! Blink! Oh my God! Blink one time! Oh, there it is. Holy shit. That was rapid blink, though, to be fair.
Yo, can we start that? How long?
Oh, dude, that's the most replayed part, so people know. Yeah, people knew exactly what that was. They're like, oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Personally yours. He's like, I actually buried three bodies in my backyard.
She looks animatronic.
I like how they're all having fake
conversations. Hold on.
This would be a wild shoot. This would be the like the sweetest commercial like directing gigs ever.
All right, so what's the brand? Personally yours? Okay, so what the fuck? We have a fucking 10x10 room we can film in. Let's just throw down the blue drape and have these girls sit around and take calls.
Yeah, pause it.
That's fucking dude, crazy. Yeah, if you told me that this is a screenshot and it's like, just moments before, she strangled and murdered her entire, like, you know, two sons and husband.
Yeah.
Oh, that's who she looks like. She looks like that one, what was that one female serial killer that was really big? And then Charlize Theron played her in that movie Monster. Lorraine Warner or something. What the fuck was her name? Can't remember. Is that Aline Warren? I can't fucking read. I need to get glasses, dude. So yeah, I'm at that point.
Oh yeah, dude. It's
becoming a reality.
I just left the ophthalmologist. I have what seems to be, it could be permanent damage in my left eye.
Does that? Okay. Well, first let me come back to that for a second. Does that not look like the woman who was in that ad?
I see it. I see the resemblance.
That's fucking crazy.
What was that? What was Aileen Warren's Womos? Aileen Wom? What is it? I can't read. Warnos?
That was Warren's. I don't know. What was her thing?
Yeah. What was her style?
She was a prostitute, and she would kill the men and stuff. She was, you know, a lot of people say that she was also a bit of an anti-hero in a way.
Mm.
But she did. She, like, murdered a lot. She was a prostitute and murdered men and stuff. Hey, guys, we want to take a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, Manscaped. 2024 is here in full swing, and that means it's time for a New Year's resolution check-in with our friends at Manscaped.
Manscaped's new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is every man's cheat code to look good, feel good, and turn the page on confidence this year. Whether you're going for a trim or that clean-shaven look, this trimmer has you covered, trusted by over 10 million men worldwide. Now is your time to get a grip on your grooming. With our exclusive offer, go to manscaped.com and use code STRETCH for 20% off plus free shipping.
Hey, no, Noel,
How's your New Year's resolution holding up?
Mine's going very well. I see you're growing your hair out. Are you growing your ball and dick hair out too?
I am, but I do need to trim it down.
Well, thank God that you have this sponsor for Manscaped then, huh?
Yeah. Let me introduce you all to the MVP of 2024. It's Manscaped's fifth generation lawnmower. It's not just a trimmer. It's your grooming sidekick. Equipped with two skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. It's like having a personal stylist at your fingertips that can work on your dick and balls.
Mm.
And it's waterproof.
And for my men who want the full grooming experience, look no further than Manscaped's Performance Package 5.0. In this grooming kit, you get the trusted lawnmower, Manscaped's ears and nose hair trimmer, and essential aftercare products with the Crop Soother Ball Aftershave Lotion and Crop Preserver, rights reserved, anti-chafing ball deodorant. They even threw in two free gifts, the Boxer 2.0 and the Shed 2.0 toiletry bag.
Guys, let's face it. Resolutions may come and go, but a well-groomed you is here to stay. And you can give a big thanks to Manscaped for that. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code STRETCH at manscaped.com. That is 20% off and free shipping with the code STRETCH at manscaped.com. Embrace a new you and definitely embrace a new trimmer, courtesy of Manscaped.
Mostly, like, if I remember correctly, this is totally me coming off. This is all my memory, so I don't know. So someone's going to be like, actually, whatever. But pretty sure she killed all the grapists there.
Oh.
She was that kind of gal.
Oh. Well,
she got the death penalty. She got the death penalty.
So she's like the base character for all the... You know, every every writer in Hollywood that wrote any kind of revenge plot similar, you owe Eileen royalties.
If you haven't seen the movie Monster, it's really fucking good. Yeah. Charlize Theron, she like totally transformed and stuff. I mean, it was really fucking good. Like that.
Yeah, I remember. And people, that was like such a big deal. I feel like this is, yeah, tabloids were still
a thing. Well, all the especially tabloid. Especially in 2003, people were like, why would you be ugly? You're already attractive.
Yeah.
Can we give her like an Oscar already? What the hell's going on? Like her acting was really good, but I just remember people like not fixating on her acting at all and just being like, she looks so weird now.
Yeah. They're very upset.
Yeah, no, this is a really good movie though.
Christina Ricci. What's she up to these days?
I don't know. Wasn't she the mom in Stranger Things or something like that? Christina Ricci, right?
No. That's Winona Ryder.
Oh. You know what it is because she plays, aren't they both in like Tim Burton movies and they play like kind of similar characters? Oh, she's the original Wednesday Addams. That's okay. That's why that's up there. Okay. So maybe Winona Ryder was the chick in Beetlejuice.
Yes.
That's
what a film.
Oh man, dude, honestly, don't even talk to me about peak Tim.
Don't even talk to me about Big Tim.
Oh, I could chat your ear off all day about peak Burton, dude.
Speaking to Timmy B, I just started rewatching Mars Attacks.
Good movie.
Did you've seen it, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. No, I don't know why. I think it's like it's definitely a nostalgia thing. It's kind of fun. I think the way it's shot and the camera it's shot on, the way it's aged, it feels like weirdly parts of it feel very almost like, I don't know, like 60s or 70s ish. Like,
well, yeah, he's trying to capture the like 50s sci-fi feel of like,
yeah,
the old days of like the Earth stood still and stuff like that. All the acting and stuff is very reminiscent of that time. The only thing that does not hold up about this is just the visual effects. Like a lot of the 3D shit looks pretty bad.
Yeah.
But otherwise than that, I mean, I think it's a pretty fun movie. It's definitely not his best movie or anything, but it's really fun.
No, but I was going to say, because the effects are shitty, it almost, like, that almost holds up for me, I guess, because when I think about those films and when they try to do sci-fi films, I felt like their practical effects were painfully obvious sometimes as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think...
I can see what you're saying. It's like a different kind of, like, oh, this is obviously, like, a big stupid puppet kind of thing.
Yeah. So I guess in that way, like, I feel... the movie aged exactly how he intended in a way. So I appreciate that part of it. But also, the opening is really funny, dude, because it might be one of the most significant Filipino actors in pop culture in America in the 90s. The opening scene is so funny.
I don't think I remember the opening
scene. Yeah, I didn't either.
Especially like a Filipino man.
Dude, it killed me. It like, it's this white farmer. He like rolls up on a tractor and he goes, "Hey, Mr. Lee, what is it? Filipino New Year? What you cooking up?" And then it's the most Filipino guy like they could cast. Let's go. Let's go, dude.
So a white guy says that to a Filipino guy, or is it a Filipino guy says that to a white guy?
No. You'll see. It's like it's just this white dude. It's this white farmer. He pulls up this guy. Can you hear this? First of all, Lockjaw, Kentucky. Is this real?
That's a fucking sweet name, dude. I live down Lockjaw.
Can you hear it?
I can't hear it.
Hey, out of there, Mr. Lee. What is it, Filipino New Year? He says you're cooking up a feast. I smell away from the interstate. And then it's because like a bunch of these cows are about to run through on fire.
Yeah, how fun is that, man?
Yeah.
The glow of the fire coming up, too. I remember as a kid being super sad for the cows. I was like, no. Probably eating a cheeseburger while I said it.
I was such a small brain kid. I was like, I want the aliens to kill everyone.
Yeah. And then as soon as Destroy All Humans came out, I was like, fuck these cows and like threw them around the game and stuff like that. Yeah. That is fun.
All right. We could pause.
Movie's good, man. 90s Tim Burton was the shit. Ed Wood. Red Letter Media really made me appreciate Ed Wood, that film. It's really fucking good if you haven't seen that too.
I have not.
Yeah, I thought it kind of has the same vibe as that King of the Hill episode when it's Hank and he's like, "So, Con, you Chinese or Japanese?" He's like, "I'm Laotian. It's a province outside of whatever." And yeah, they're all kind of sitting there silently. And he goes, "So, you Chinese or Japanese?" I always love that part.
Man, I went to school with a couple people from Laos.
Laos?
Yeah, I remember they tried to explain it to people, and it was the same thing. They tried to explain it to other Asians, and other Asians were like, so you Chinese or Japanese? They would uphold that shit.
Have you ever been to any, like, overseas to any kind of, like, any of the Asian countries at all?
I've been to Japan. I've been to...
Oh, that's right. You've been to Japan.
I've been to Japan and Thailand.
I hear Thailand is fucking crazy. Like, really, really pretty.
Yeah, parts of it are incredibly beautiful. Parts of it make you a little sad.
Sure. Yeah. I think my buddy James Lee, I think he lives out there. I don't know if you know James Lee at all, but he's, like, one of the best, like... visual artist that I know. He's amazing, but he's been like even like older Newgrounds era guy, but has some of the best like compositing work and animation. He's just fucking amazing. But I think him and his family moved out there for a little bit. I don't know if they still live there, but he'd send me pictures and sometimes it'd be like, oh my God, this is fucking amazing. And then other times you'd be like, holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but parts of Thailand are gorgeous. You know, I think at some point I think I want to do Vietnam. And yeah, I'm curious about Singapore. What else we got in Asia?
Would you ever do China? Would you ever go to Beijing? I was like watching this YouTube channel, this guy who'd go into Chinese like malls and stuff like that. And he would like haggle with people. It's like all fake stuff. Have you seen that channel?
Yeah.
I fucking love that channel. They'd sit there and they would like, it was, I don't know. I love the haggling aspect of it. It was always really fun.
Just watching him talk down a fake Nike t-shirt.
Yeah, and he always like ends up buying shit. And I'm like, what are you doing with all this like landfill garbage, dude?
Yeah.
Some of it does look, I think like on surface level, it looks kind of real. But I just, if you've ever held like a fake shoe or something that it's so obvious, like the materials just suck.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I could ever, like, there's no way you wear those more than like five times before like all the shit just starts falling off and stuff like that.
You know, I really, at some point, I want to go to South Korea and I want to bow before the Samsung Tower, get on my knees and thank Samsung for everything that they've done.
We love you, Samsung.
We love you, Samsung.
We love you, Samsung.
Do you know the story of like the Korean economy? It's kind of insane. They basically, I forgot, I think it was after there was like, I don't know if it was after a war, but basically their economy was kind of like in shambles.
The Korean War?
Maybe. I think it was in the 60s. Whatever. Their economy was in the 50s.
Sorry. Huh? I said the Korean War was in the 50s. Sorry, I'm not trying to derail you. I'm just.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Maybe it was the Korean War, or maybe it might even predate that. But essentially, at this point in time, their economy is really fucked, and I think they didn't even have a banking system. So I think the government, basically, they went to all these like families, and I assume the families had to have been rich or like connected to the government in some way, and they tasked each family with a certain vertical of industry, I believe, and it was exclusive to them. So like Hyundai and like Daewoo, those were like cars. And then, like, you know, LG, Samsung, like, they're all, they all, like, started with families. So I think the generational wealth with these companies is just absurd because I think the ownership still remains within the families since that period.
Like oil barons or some shit.
Yeah, basically, like.
Oil princes and shit.
Yeah.
Are you serious or?
No, I'm serious.
All right. That's fascinating. I had no idea.
Yeah. And then it's crazy now because I think Samsung accounts for like 80% of their fucking GDP. And
it's huge.
Kids every year take like, there's like a test to work at Samsung. So instead of studying for the bar, like you study for the Samsung test.
Yeah. And it's such a huge part of their economy and stuff. So it's just like the natural thing of like, you're a kid, and then you grow up and you work at Samsung or whatever.
Yeah, dude.
Like in Kansas City, it's like you grow up and you basically, a lot of people are just like, I'm just going to work at the Ford plant or whatever, just because it's like the biggest fucking thing. Obviously, not to the scale of that, but.
No. It's exactly the same. Dude, speaking of KC, I'm coming, baby. I'm coming tonight.
Hope you have a good time, man.
What? I'm going to see you, bitch.
No, I'm not going to see you.
You fucker.
Nah, I'm
yeah, good. No, enjoy the city, man. Yeah, no, do your thing.
You're at the Improv, right?
KC Improv. By the time this comes out, I will be home. But
well, yeah, I'm just
yeah,
same.
I'm stoked, man. I love the Midwest crowds. They entertain all of my fucking absurd whatever I want to say on stage, and like they, even if it like, doesn't make sense, like they try, and I appreciate it.
Is this awesome. All new material, or if I go to the all show, new. Can I yell out? Heard this one.
You won't be able to say it this time, but
what if I just lie?
That'd be funny, and I'd roll with it. I'd be okay. We just do a whole thing. I just start breaking down on stage and crying. Yeah, and
stop it.
You're like, no, I've heard this one, pal. I heard this one. Yeah, but all new shit. So
that's good, man. Stoked. Yeah. Are you doing just Friday and Saturday, or are you doing Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
No, just Friday, Saturday this time. trying to keep it chill. I'm trying not to like overdo it. I like want enough time between shows where I like actually think about what the hell I'm saying.
Yeah.
Cause yeah, I think it's just it's the show's getting better that way. And yeah. I think it'll be fun. But we'll get some chicken, get some fried chicken for sure. We're going to Andy's for sure. Dude, I found Alina found the only Andy's in Phoenix, Arizona, and it was in the Mormon city. And we pulled up there and we found, dude, there was a Mormon family with like 40 kids and the dad was collecting everyone's orders. I shit you not, on a leather backed, hand bound like notebook.
Like, good man.
And a fucking pencil. And he's like walking around like, Ezekiel, what do you want?
I love that.
Mary Beth,
he definitely got that at like a Renaissance festival, and he's just like super into it. That's super sweet. Yeah, this is dragon paper. Yeah, Andy's. You're fucking you and my fucking bitch wife. I tell you, fucking hype up Andy so much. My God, dude. Jesus fucking Christ. I'm still bitter about the late arrival and stuff.
I know.
I'm still fucking tore up about it, dude.
Just giving you flashbacks.
It is. I know Allison's gonna we're gonna go to the show, whatever, and as soon as she's just gonna be like it's almost like a dog waiting to go out or something like that. So as soon as someone says Andy's, that bitch is gonna bolt, I'm telling you. It's like it's just waiting for an excuse to go there, dude.
Well, I'm the excuse, bro. Trust me, I'm the excuse.
Yeah, no, it'll be a good time. I'm stoked.
What should we do? Should we do something different this time? Is there some that we haven't done the last few times I've chilled?
Yeah. There's tons of stuff we could do.
Yeah.
Go shoot guns. We could go ride wheelers. We could do whatever we want.
Ooh. Shooting could be fun.
Shooting is very fun.
Yeah.
In a controlled environment, of course.
Yeah.
No, in a safe environment.
I thought we were going to pay those guys to just run through the field.
No. Don't tell them my secrets. No, that's me time. That's me time.
That's me time.
Yeah, no. I don't know. It'd be chill just to go around, do some shit for sure.
Yeah.
I want to take you to the Nelson to look at What's some that? Fucking art if you want to be.
Oh, yeah. I'm down to be art.
Fancy about it.
I'm down to be fancy, bro.
Yeah. It's a fun time. It's always good art. Every time I walk through there, it always just feels really, really nice.
Oh yeah,
but yeah, no. This museum is actually really fucking good. Like, unironically, a very, very good museum of old fine art. It's always it's kind of something I've always wanted to be. I haven't always wanted to be a painter, but I've always wanted to just have the ability to do some kind of painting,
yeah,
or something. And I've absolutely done nothing to like digital stuff, but I've never actually done anything to proactively try to get into this thing as much as I'd like to. So it's always fascinating going in and seeing stuff. I always get a nice creative itch after I leave.
My dad would paint a lot.
Yeah, why do I feel like you've told me that before? You say he's a pretty good painter, right?
Yeah, he's pretty decent. Here, I'll text you this one from when he was like younger.
Don't you have one of his paintings framed in your house or no?
Not yet. I just sent you one that he did when he was younger, and as a kid, I like loved this painting. I thought it was so cool, and I think he did it with watercolor. That's why he was like so
stoked about it because it was like sort of hard to accomplish.
Yeah, he would paint casually.
I try to. Did like mostly just digital though, nothing crazy. I've wanted to get into it with my wife because she's really good at painting, obviously, but I've never taken the time. I need to. I'd like to.
Paint with your wife, man. Come on, man.
Paint with my wife. We mostly paint just sketchbook.
Paint with your fucking wife. You're over here cussing her out. You got a maiden at home that wants to paint and eat ice cream, and you're here on our show complaining.
I know. I don't feel good about it. I know.
We should just pivot this show into like local town gossip.
Yeah. A fake town.
Yeah.
So this is what happened. You won't believe what Marcus just did the other day.
Oh shit.
So we've swiveled it now into it was a nighttime thing.
Well, no, that's erotica, what happens, dude.
Call-in service, and then now it's a local town gossip thing. Is there a way to combine all of them?
It's local town gossip if it's uploaded before 3, and if it's uploaded after 3,
it's freak night.
Yeah.
It's freak night here at Stretch and Fade.
Good evening. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
What exhibitions do we have? All right. Perfect Form, the male nude in the 1800s. Okay. Drip, splatter, wash. That sounds like a fucking porn category.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not paying to go to an expedition or anything like that, or a gallery show.
To go to an expedition.
The regular museum is so good enough where I'm like, I'm not, what are we doing?
No, that's fine. I'm fine.
I got all the art in the world in this other den. I'm supposed to just go to this one specific show. Nah.
Yeah. But the
even though in when I was in college, I did go see Monet's Water Lilies.
And they haven't changed?
What?
They are some of these like long standing, like they just leave them here?
I think we own one of the water lily paintings. Like that's probably one of Monet's water lilies.
I see.
But it's a triptych, I'm pretty sure. So there's 3 of them.
Yeah.
So at one time they were all 3 in person, and that was kind of cool.
You know, but, man, even though it's so cliche, nothing I'm about to say now is original. Uh-oh. Seeing all of the Michelangelo stuff in Italy was pretty sick.
That would be, that's like a must. If you're in Italy and you're there, why the fuck wouldn't you see that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, it's like the volume of material there is fucked up. You can't even, it's really cool though, because they have like the, a series of rooms where you can see the transition from paintings where eyes in art, in like religious art, went from never looking at the viewer to looking at the viewer. And it's really crazy how like it just shifts the tone of everything. Because all those old like biblical paintings, people would just exist in a 2D plane and you'd just be looking at a scene of like something religious. And then once all the paintings started making eye contact with you as the viewer, it fucked the game up.
You think Michelangelo was a dick?
Yeah. Had to be. With that much power? Probably.
What do they
asshole.
Say he looked like? What would Michelangelo look like? I want to see what Michelangelo looks like.
Well, there's what that whole, what's that whole theory that Michelangelo was like a lover of a priest or something, and I don't know.
Can you look what are you at trying to say with that?
Like there was something about how Michelangelo. Oh no! What it was is that Michelangelo has supposedly had a lover that was the basis for all his paintings of Jesus. There was like this theory that like, or like this conspiracy that
did you know that the gay guy?
Basically.
Did you know that the Jesus on that painting, I had the sex with him before.
Yeah, basically.
So it was that?
Yeah. That's actually the exact line, like when you go through the exhibit and you put the little telephone
up to your ear, whatever.
So this is Jesus here. I actually clapped him from behind multiple times
because
before
he's
struck
he's
at this
based pose. On a real man who has a beautiful asshole.
Don't fucking touch me. Just get to my paints. I want to paint something.
Michelangelo, you're a genius.
Thank you.
Oh my God, dude, you gotta love this title.
The Vatican doesn't want you to know about this gay ellipsis.
this gay ellipsis.
These gay dots.
I don't give a shit what the Pope says. I'm going to keep doing it. I love a pastels. I love Crayola.
Making us pay to read about gay love. What is this? What is this? The 1930s? Come on, man! Don't make us pay to read about this gay love. Give it to us for free.
Yeah. So, yeah. People love drumming up that whole tension where it's like, did you know you're worshiping Michelangelo's lover when you have those images of Jesus in your house?
I can do a self-portrait for you, but I have to make love to you first.
Yeah.
What if that's what it was?
Yeah.
And every time he had sex with somebody, he's like, can I draw you as Jesus, please?
Bro, honestly, I think... Do you get gassed about architecture at all?
Oh, I guess I don't really think about it. I like good. I mean, I look at a building, I'm like, that looks nice.
I guess I think Italy, I feel you would... it'd fuck you up, like not like Gothic, but like the really...
the beautiful motifs and stuff on the buildings.
Yeah, and like some of this... You don't even have to go to like big chapels. Like some of the small ones, the level of detail on the exterior is just fucking insane.
Did you know Michelangelo had sex with a man in this tiny chapel here?
Yeah, that's...
that's every one of those things we put the thing up to your ear.
Honestly, they probably just had to drum up all these stories because the only way to get Americans to travel is shitty gossip, you know?
Yeah.
They need to give stupid Americans a reason to go over and like, oh, did you know this man was kissing another man?
Vincent Van Gogh and Michelangelo had sex here in this bodega. Like, did they even live in the same time period?
Yeah, yes.
There was that Doctor Who episode where Vincent Van Gogh came back and went through time. So, yes.
I licked his ear hole where he cut off his ear. It was very hot. And then I drew him a message of Jesus.
Yeah,
Michelangelo.
Man. They were kissing boys were kissing the shit out of each other in Europe.
I love to kiss other men.
Yeah, man.
And draw them.
I think that's just the... You know, maybe that's just par for the course as an artist. You got to explore.
Why wouldn't you, dude? You only live once? Hey, YOLO. It's a YOLO. True statement.
YOLO.
Michelangelo invented YOLO.
YOLO.
You sound like an Age of Empires fucking infantry unit.
YOLO.
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 I'd love to see... Michelangelo he like talks about his sexual escapade while doing like a Bob Ross thing, painting Jesus, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to grab some titanium white. Oh, these thighs.
Grab titanium white. He's just painting it on his chin.
Oh, does this look familiar? This
so kid? Stupid.
Oh,
that's so dumb. Yeah, man.
Body.
Yeah,
bro. Michelangelo, dude.
Mikey A.
Dude,
if you got a huge honker in I'm using honker loosely.
Honker
here.
Is in a cock or a butt?
Cock.
Okay.
I guess a honker could be your ass too. Honker could be all three.
Honker could be anything.
Yeah.
Honker could be tits.
Could be a nose.
Could be exactly. Nose, chin, anything.
I guess we'll go with hammer. If you're walking around with a hammer in Italy. Around art, you feel awesome. Got to feel awesome. Because it's like, it shows all these like great men with fucking weapons and the like an actual baby penis.
Yeah, dude.
And you're like, dude.
Because they didn't want to distract away, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I know.
That or what if Michelangelo just likes small cocks?
Which, hey.
I don't like them big. I like them small.
Sounds like it's like a weird like female Twitter thread, whatever. Have you seen those posts where it's just like,
I don't like him big. I like him well below.
There's nothing weird about those threads, man. There's nothing. It's like it's honest and it's true and it's genuine and you know it's like we need to normalize it. So how about we just move on? Okay.
Replica of Michelangelo's statue.
Yeah, bro.
That would be fucking be able to carve marble like that. That's always. There's people that still do marble art and they post it on like YouTube and stuff, and that's always super satisfying.
Yeah. Do they sand it?
Sculptor.
Wait, do they sand it to get how do they get it to smooth?
You keep working the edges and stuff. You have to like continuously wet the stone And then tools to like, not necessarily sand it, but you're like smoothing it over.
Yeah, yeah.
There could be people who do like a kind of sanding and stuff, but it's very incredible.
No, I'm sure this guy does good work, but I'm just imagining, you know, some guy being like, I like working with marble. I feel it connects us to our roots as human artists. And I do this in my studio in Los Angeles. I drive
Porsche
911 GT3 from my 7-bedroom house in Calabasas.
These are two dwarves playing right now. And that just helps connect me to humanity.
Oh my God.
Are these just children? No, they're actually elves also. I forgot to mention that. Elvish dwarves. Here we go. Wipe that off.
They're elves. Depending on what I dress them up in, you know, they're good subjects. They do well to hold these poses so I can.
So this is me getting bullied when I was in first grade. Wanted to depict that in marble and have that hang up in my house. It's cool though, man.
Yo, this guy's hair. You need to do this to your hair.
Dude, what? I know what the fuck I'm doing with my hair. Why don't you figure out your hair before you start telling me about mine, dude?
I need another month. I don't know what I'm doing, man. People keep saying I should go curly like the face filter I use on my stories. Like actually go for it.
Would you do like a perm or something?
My hair does curl like after a length. Like if it gets long enough, it'll just curl. So
I see.
Yeah. It could be funny to just go for it just one time and then shave it all off.
I don't see why not. If you're anything about being like, I'm just going to shave it anyways, I would do something fucking wild for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to. I don't know this Gen Alpha haircut you're talking about. Can you pull up a?
It's like the thing where it's like all smooth on top, and then it curls at the bits. It kind of looks like an. I always say it looks like an ice cream scoop, like a scoop of ice cream. It's like flat on top, and then there's like those ridges on the bottom.
Gen Alpha haircut, male.
Or maybe it's Gen Z haircut at this point. I don't fucking know. All it's like a feathered thing. All these fuck boys wear it, kind of thing. I just think it'd be really funny. That's not it. I don't know, dude.
That's.
I don't fucking know.
I'll do that, bro. I'll do that.
That'd be sweet if you did that, though.
Yeah, man. I'll do that.
What if you just like grew your hair out as long as you possibly could and you just straightened it?
I mean, that could be hysterical.
I'll tell you one thing I don't think you could pull off is a fucking man bun, though. I don't think I could see with a man bun.
Let me see me now. Yeah, man bun on me would be crazy. Yeah, it'd be. I don't know if that's working. With man bun, do we have Mid Journey? Can we just?
No, wait, hold on. Scroll down. I hate that one of the images for Noah Miller with man buns. Keep scrolling. Is me with you there? What is that supposed to mean, dude? The hell is that supposed to mean, dude? I'm not his man bun.
Your hair here.
God, that
looks.
That fucking.
Looks so like fitting for the shoot. It is like perfect for the shoot.
That shirt was just far, far too small.
No, bro, it was great.
What an unfortunate sight.
No, it was great. It was great, man. Yeah, me with a man bun. Yeah, I don't think I could rock it. I'm not. Hey, I'll tell you. Maybe if I got okay. What if your boy put on like. An additional 15 pounds, became really into CrossFit, you know,
huge
supplements, yoke. All that stuff. Then I think I could man bun.
Yeah, I'd say so. I feel like that fits the aesthetic of like yoked CrossFit guy.
Yeah.
Man bun always, you know what I mean?
Or rock climbing. If I got really into rock climbing, then I could man bun it.
Yeah, dude. A little free solo action. Yeah. It's always funny to me. Rock climbing is so fucking hard, but the facilities just have to look so fucking stupid, don't they? Especially whenever like you ever see a rock. I remember I went to where the fuck was? I think I was in Utah, which is funny too because there's mountains everywhere.
Yeah,
and I went to this one gym and they had like a 6-foot tall rock climbing wall, and you could like peek over it.
Just pull yourself over. I'm done.
But was, and I was like, oh, this is probably for kids. But then there would be like guys on there, like crunched up on it.
Yeah.
And they're like trying to like do like leg extensions and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Rock climbing is, for how insane it is and how scary it is, it just looks a little cheesy.
When you're out there in the real thick of it, it's pretty crazy.
Then it's cool. But I just mean like the practicing part of it.
Yeah, in the gym with all the multicolored little foot air, you know.
Yeah, it just like looks little silly.
Rocks.
Yeah.
Looks so weird. It looks cool though. I mean, this one looks way too cool. Kind of looks like the gym has pimples.
It just looks like a famous gum wall or something.
Yeah.
Kind of looks disgusting.
The one gum wall where the fuck that's supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Rock climbing is cool. I wish I had time to do it. You know,
I don't. I mean, that's, you know,
just the grip strength. I think the grip strength part of it is sick.
If you made this seem like if this was the biggest rock climbing wall, that little gum wall, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, I'd
believe actually
it.
That was like super, like a huge wide angle. Yeah.
We could put this on Facebook and be like, giant rock climbing wall debuts in Dubai, and a bunch of boomers would be like, oh my gosh, what amazing, I don't know.
Yeah, how the hell did they get all, who's even going to want to climb that thing? Waste of resources. Oh, this is in California? I didn't know that.
Yeah, San Luis Obispo, baby.
San Luis Obispo. What the fuck? Where is that?
Slow? It's not bad, man. It's a nice little town.
It's pretty. Look at that.
Yep. Yep. It's a good little town.
It's a nice little town full of nice little people.
Yeah, dude. This is where all the future... all the future engineers of the world, this is where they go. Cal Poly.
A nice little town full of nice little people. You actually can't be over 5'2" and live there.
Yeah. You actually have to be extremely small to be allowed in.
It is the American version of Hobbiton.
You can't qualify for housing if you're over 5'3".
The shorter you are, the more powerful you are in the town. The mayor is the size of a cockroach.
Yeah. I just barely made it into the city when I was passing through. They actually measure you to see if you're even allowed through.
Yeah, you come up and it's like a candy cane wall.
Yeah.
And the gumdrop doors open up.
Friends may enter.
I'm just wanting to look at like an art space for my studio or something.
And this is me talking, by the way. This is Hunter being me.
Yeah.
All right, well, stand next to the board.
Whichever, they have like an anti-roller coaster thing where it's like you're too tall to enter instead of like you're too short to ride.
Yep.
And then your head just like barely goes right underneath.
Oh, lucky you are. Proceed forward.
There's like chocolate rivers and peppermint patty stone walkways and stuff like that.
And then as
like
I'm
that.
Standing there, I'm like, oh God, y'all live like this?
Man, this is crazy, bro.
Yeah, that's what I say. I say, damn, blood, y'all drinking the chocolate like this every day?
You go into a bar and a woman tries hitting on you? She's the size of your shoe?
And I say, whoa, chill. Might fuck around and step on you.
Looking like a bug.
Might fuck around and squash you, stupid.
She's like,
don't you look like a tall glass of water?
I'm like,
damn,
you sound like you're
me up
drowning,
quick, girl. Yeah, yeah. It sounds like you're drowning right now, girl. She's like,
that's my drowning sound.
And then I turn to my gumdrop host and I say, hey man, this your homegirl right here, or can I eat her up?
Now here's the actual. This is where I want to. Do you actually eat her?
Yeah.
Take her home.
Yeah, no, I'd fucking kill her right there.
Yeah, people are like, oh my God, run! the slaughter of San Luis Obispo.
I eat all the candy people.
A giant at the height of 5'4" comes into San Obispo and terrorizes the town.
He ate the whole town.
Ate the whole town. His belly was full and he was satisfied, reporter said.
Bro, speaking of fantasy world, are you hyped for the new Dark Souls? You gonna play it?
Okay, sweetheart. You mean Elden Ring?
Elden. Sorry, not Dark Souls.
Wow.
Whatever, bro.
Big oopsie daisy there. Yeah, I'm pretty hyped for the new Elden Ring.
I wish the combat in Elden Ring could be automated. I hate the ducking and rolling. I just want to.
I love it.
I just want to max my character. I want to look at the cool characters. I want to fucking level up, grind, cast a spell, split something in half, and move on.
I don't know what the fuck you're complaining about, dude. You pretty much just said everything you can do in this game.
But the beginning, when you're like building up your character, you got to fucking duck, roll,
hide. Oh, I'm sorry, dude. You have to like actually try?
No. It's not. Why don't I want you, like Diablo, where I start as a sexy sorceress and I have a little magic wand, and it's on it's leapfrog mode. There's four buttons that I have to press, and I watch her with a wand go ha
ha ha.
Yeah. But you have character selected. You can make yourself a sexy little man or girl if you wanted to.
Yeah, but is there any class that's just exclusively spells? I don't want a fucking
roll. Like a wizard. For sure.
Yeah, I don't ever want to duck or roll.
Dude, you better not say this shit on the Elden Ring forums, because magic casters, people see you guys are fucking pussies.
Then I'm the biggest one. I got fucking, you know why I'm a big pussy? Because I'm a wizard and I hide in my fucking labia of a robe and I build me a fireball under that labia and I just shoot it out. That's what I want.
Yeah, well, what you don't realize is I have fire-resistant armor on. And my blade has blood loss on it, so it has bleeding, and you would die very easily.
Well, that's when my giant wizard robe falls off, and I reveal my incredibly sexy form. And
What does this sexy form look like?
Just like the baddest bitch ever. And whatever blood loss is on your blade does not matter, because your blade will hit the floor, and you will fall to your knees, and you'll be
like, No, I hit you. It's a critical hit. You're bleeding.
That's just my menstruation period. You've never been around a girl before, so you think I have blood loss, but actually...
She keeps bleeding, but she's still standing.
Actually, I've just activated my menstruation cycle.
Which is actually blood magic.
Yeah, and then I look at you, and you think you're a big warrior man.
Yeah.
And I say, hey, little boy, do you run red lights? And you're like, I'm not familiar with this sorcery. And I go,
okay, all right.
And I'm like, real warriors run red lights. And then I sit on my sex throne that I've casted. It's made of human bones. And I just lay back. And then
real warriors run red lights? What the fuck are you even talking about, dude?
Sex on the period? Sex on the period? Sex on the period?
Yeah. Are you saying that I would? Okay, so you're saying, I thought that, why wouldn't you go Red Wings route? Do you fly dangerously?
Yeah, I don't know. I was using like a modern reference, because I'm like a modern, I'm a time traveling sexy sorceress.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I lay on my fucking sex, my sex chair of bones, and I tempt you, the warrior, I tempt your manliness with,
I refuse to accept.
Does thy run red lights?
I refuse to accept. So what are you saying? You're going to try to attack me again? Go ahead, try.
Well, then I snap my fingers and my boyfriend pulls up and he's like a level fucking 1,000 fucking whatever the fuck.
Uh-huh.
And then he just like splits your skull with a blood loss, you know, Excalibur sword.
So you say he's swinging at me?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, perfect evade. I roll perfect time.
Then I snap my fingers and all my netherworld only sorceress subscribers pull up and they're like, we'll get him, we'll get him, we'll get him, we'll get him.
I keep rolling and I have a stamina boost too, so I don't run out of stamina, so I can keep perfectly rolling and missing these attacks.
Then we chase you out of town and I'm like, only real warriors.
Oh, I'm not running out of town. I'm coming right for you. perfect roll. Also, how do you have all the mana for this? No, you know what? I think there's a lot of mishaps you're doing in these attacks, dude. Okay.
It's because I'm actually on the other side. I'm actually not me. I'm a Chinese hacker, and I live in a gaming house, and I've hacked Elden Ring, and I'm I'm fucking doing a max gold recruitment bonus. I figured out a niche line in the code.
Mm.
No, what's the shit that you need to like increase stats?
Why would I tell you that, dude? You're my enemy.
It doesn't matter. I'm a Chinese
also, what
hacker.
Are you, what are you saying? What are you saying to your roommates, your Chinese roommates? So what are you saying to them while you're doing this?
I'm saying I've got this stupid American ducking and rolling, and he doesn't know that I'm IP tracing him, and I'm going to steal all his gear when he goes to sleep.
Can you Google translate that to Chinese and try to say that?
Yeah, translate that to Mandarin, and then I'll try to say that. By the way, this is the most like sexless, you know, Magic the Gathering Friday night tournament conversation we have ever had. This is peak nerd for the two of us.
I'm sorry. Well, I just like to role play and I like to get into my fantasies, basically. I also never back down from a fight. And also, oh, here you go.
Dude. Can you just hit the audio? Can you just hit the audio?
So on the right side. No, don't give him any hints.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Hit the audio.
No, don't give him any hints.
No, this is me. This is me. Go ahead. Hit the audio.
No. This isn't you. You have to read that deal. It's right there.
Ovi, hit the audio on the Mandarin side. 的另一边有一个愚蠢的美国人,
我要敲诈他的知识产权. I feel like you could have said that very easily. I will say that that's a lot of text, and she said that extremely fast.
Yeah.
I was like, "That goddamn, it's already over." I was kind of expecting to be a
nah. It's a, you know, it's efficient.
I wish I could be one of those guys who spoke Mandarin, and then you make content around going into like just random Chinese stores,
and with
you're like, do you recommend anything, or is there anything you recommend? And they're like, yeah, the orange. And he's like, he just like, "What's up?" Whatever. He starts talking, yeah. And they're like,
"Yeah,"
and he like clips every moment of it. I want to be that guy.
He learns seven phrases. I would like rice. Can I have water? Do you have Pepsi? And then people go, "Whoa, dude, you're quadrilingual. Holy fuck."
Yeah, they're trying to talk back to him, but he doesn't really know how to understand it. So he just does.
Yeah. Hey, yes, can I have water?
Here's the thing, too, is I'm jealous of these people, dude. I wish I could.
There was a big drama with one of these guys. I guess it was kind of a sad thing. He like abruptly died.
Way to bring the fucking mood down, dude. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, everyone, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Stretch and Fade.
Bye.